Now, as of Sunday, the 17th of January, 23,000 doses of the COVID-19 vaccine have been administered to residents and staff in nursing homes and long-term care facilities since vaccination began. Yesterday, 79-year-old grandmother Annie Lynch received a second dose after being the first person in the country to receive the vaccine on the 29th of December. Our reporter Gail Conway has been speaking to some of the residents in nursing homes across the country who've received their first vaccine dose.
Nothing but surprise evoked by the vaccine being developed so quickly.
98-year-old George Morrison received his COVID-19 vaccine at Ashford House in Dunleary. George directed the pioneering Misha Era documentary on events surrounding the 1916 Rising.
My grandmother Morrison, she introduced me by taking me to a performance of Rex Ingram's The Conquering Power.
He was so impressed he decided almost on that very day to become a film director. Now George is impressed by modern scientists for creating a vaccine during the pandemic.
Delighted to receive the vaccine so early, but I'm prepared to wait a little while to ascertain whether it all works.
Elsewhere, residents of Ashlawn Nursing Home in Tipperary have stayed in their rooms to protect them from COVID-19. Co-founder of Ashlawn, 78-year-old Mary Carey, has been living there since she had a stroke.
Actually, I got the COVID myself, but I came through it anyway. I was delighted to get the vaccine. You know, at least it gives the sun protection and you feel better for it anyway.
Another resident, 98-year-old Leo Carey, has put his faith in science.
I was delighted that when Pfizer came up with a solution to the problem.
Leo says the regulations are necessary, but he has been lonely in his room.
It's just almost like being a deper, that you have to be so isolated from everybody. The times when, like, you know, you used to have a congregate and have a sing-song in the dining room, and those days are fast faded away, and I reckon that it'll take time. We'll have to have a bit of patience, but it's on the way up and out. Please God, just the same way as the Spanish flu disappeared.
I'll be 90 on the 11th of April.
Nora McCormack from Portrow wasn't sure what to make of the pandemic.
As I said, I'm nearly 90. I never saw anything like it. It is a nuisance. They can't come in the family.
Nora was happy to get the vaccine.
Oh, I was, yeah, delighted. Well, I'll be able to see my children again. They'll be able to come in to me.
On the egg.
In Kilkenny, Tom Tobin is a resident in Tinney Park Nursing Home.
To say the hard work, what a terrible thing.
Tom feels lucky to have received the vaccine in the early stages when lots of people are still waiting on it.
I thought it was great for the staff, the homeowners, that they got so quick for us. We should be thankful too.
Tom says he'll feel safer once fully vaccinated. And as he's not a fan of the pandemic-style window visits, Tom wants to see his friends and family in person.
Talking through the door after, it's not a nice weather.
I'm afraid of catching the virus. Yeah, it's all over the world. I can't go to me bingo. My social life has gone down the drain. I miss my family.
Mary Horgan lives in Cramer's Court Nursing Home in Cork.
That's my age. I'm 80 years of age. I'm from the north side of Cork City, Farnry. I love playing bingo.
While cocooning, Mary's been watching one of her favourite television shows.
The Young Offenders. They're north side boys.
Mary recently received the first dose of the COVID-19 vaccine. She was nervous and excited to get it, and she's looking forward to the protection it will offer her.
I was delighted. I was really delighted. Very privileged, actually, to be getting it, to avoid getting the virus. I can go out again, go for me walks every day.
Don't know my age, but I can tell you the year I was born. And to say that you were as old as you feel. I was born on the 30th of August, 33.
Originally from Cappoquin in County Waterford, Betty Gaffney is also a resident in Cramer's Court.
I trained for years in the matter as a nurse, and then I worked in the army as an army nurse.
With Betty's medical background and a daughter who's a GP, she had no hesitation in getting the vaccine.
I got it last Wednesday, and my shoulder, and it was fine. It's so efficiently done, you've no idea.
Betty's relieved to have some protection now, and like many others who are being vaccinated, she's optimistic for the year ahead.
Hopefully we'll have more people around and maybe see my family. I miss going over to America. I have a son out over there. I love going out there. I have a great time. I can spend loads of money out there. I get great bargains. You know, when I walked out in a spare case inside of the one I carry, and I have another case full of stuff coming back.
Betty Gaffney from Kramer's Court Nursing Home, planning her next trip to the United States, ending that report from Gail Conway.